That question this morning, what can we do? That was a question that I asked 2 years ago. Many of you guys in the room were much younger than me, and so I said, our generation, my generation, we've sat on the pew for a long time while little girls are being raped and abused. And it's something that when we talk about far away places like Cambodia and Thailand, we someplace in our mind put them in a box and think, but I can't go. I have 2 teenage sons and a husband. And we all have those excuses. But then when you see this, and the stories in San Francisco and San Jose, they're in the top 15 cities along with Sacramento. When you find out it's right in your backyard, your excuses just become exactly what they are. And that's an excuse. So last night, Francis talked about everybody here has a story. So my story is, I'm just a mom. And I work with my husband. And I have 3 sons. And I was just doing life. Until God whacked me upside the head with a 2x4. I went to church one Sunday to sit on my pew, my regular pew, because we all have a seat. Don't y'all have a seat? We get upset if somebody has our seat, right? That's injustice. That was the injustice in my world if I had to, you know, wait too long in line, or if somebody had 12 items in the 10 line, you know, that really pissed me off. Or if they were sitting in my seat at church. So, on this particular Sunday, I just went to church. I went to raise my hands and say, my God is mighty to save, and I think save me from my problems. Right. And I put my tithe in the basket, and you can just check off the boxes. I'm doing the God thing, I'm doing the Christian thing. I love Jesus, yay. And there was a couple there this Sunday from Cambodia. And I don't know where I've been. I'm 48 years old. And I guess I knew about child prostitution. I guess I knew about sex slave trade. I mean, it's like not like I was surprised by it. But then on some level, that Sunday morning, I don't know, it just entered into my subconsciousness, I guess. I don't know what happened. But this couple stood, and their name is Bridget and Don Brewster, and they'll totally wreck your world if you talk to them. Especially Don, when he stands up there and cries. There's something about a man crying that just takes me out. And their story was this. They watched a special on 60 Minutes about the sex slave trade in Cambodia. They finished the show, they turned it off, and they looked at each other and said, now that we know, what are we going to do? And it was just very simple for them. They sold their house, they sold their cars, they quit their jobs, and they said, we're going to build a home in Cambodia for these children. And that's probably what they did. It was very, very simple to them. And so on that Sunday morning, sitting in my pew with 5,000 of my fellow Christians, I think I was the only one on the floor sobbing. I'm not quite sure why the rest of the bunch wasn't, but I was just wrecked. And I wasn't wrecked because of the problem. I mean, we can turn on the news every night and see problems. In fact, I am so tired of seeing problems and doom and gloom and no one standing up with the answer. And guys, guess what? We're supposed to be the answer, and we're not on the news. The church is not on the news. There's no follow-up to, and these good people who say they love Jesus are building homes and rescuing people. Now, you talk to federal agents like Minerva, and they're saying the problem's getting bigger, and I still have no place to take these kids. That's what she's saying. And Don and Bridget just sold their home. Went and started a home. So, if any of you ever had a fight with God, I had a fight with God after that particular Sunday, because I'm thinking, Cambodia? You want me to go to Cambodia? My husband is so not going to go for this. Can I tell you, when I go home and tell my husband I'm going to leave him with teenage sons and his business I'm supposed to be helping him with, and I'm going to Cambodia, he's just going to say no. He's going to tell me that I've lost my mind. And it will pass. God, it didn't pass. And so so I just wrestled this out with God. I just kept saying, "You are God. I know that. I have known that. I'm from Mississippi. I think I'm 15th generation Christian. I'm out of the womb Christian in Mississippi. You're from the South. So I have never doubted you. I know who you are. But your word says that you're all powerful. So take this off the table. Just put that little hedge of protection and say, no more sexual abuse of children. Let's just do that. Can you just take it off the table?" And I just remember the thought popped in my head, well, what age would you like that to be? 5 and under? It's okay for a 10-year-old? Oh, 10 and under. So that would mean it would be okay for a 16-year-old. Well, what about a 26-year-old? So God and I could never come up with an age. So my next question from the depths of my heart, as she talked about it's more important at your heart to God, that's what I did. And I said, well, just do something. And he said to me, why don't you? Well, that was it. I mean, what do you say to God after that? No, pick somebody else. That's kind of what I wanted to say. So I go and I track down the crazy couple from Cambodia, because I figured they were the people I needed to talk to, not anyone else in my life who would tell me I had lost my mind. And their address sat on my desk for like 6 months because I couldn't figure out what I was going to say to them. I sobbed during your presentation, and God and I had a fight after that. I'm not sure why I'm called. Yeah, I just couldn't. I was crazy. And it just sat there and it just sat there. But in the meantime, I started doing research on the computer like we all do. And I put in those new terms, human trafficking, sex slave trade, commercial exploitation of children, which is such a mouthful for me, child prostitution. And to my utter shock, California, number one problem in the entire United States. I knew San Francisco had a problem. Everything goes on crazy in San Francisco. I could have put that in my box and shut the door. Sacramento, Modesto, I mean, Stockton, Northern California. And so as I kept doing my research, the piece of the puzzle, the piece of information that took me out was... And the numbers are crazy numbers. Because it's such an underground problem, there is no number. We never can tell you how many children have been rescued. But when you talk about the problem in the United States, you see numbers anywhere from 250,000 to 800,000 children under the age of 18 being sexually exploited on our streets. 85-90% of them are sexually abused in their homes, and 85% of them in the foster care system. Those are stats, but I mean, no one knows for sure. But the one thing we do know for sure is at the time I was doing my research, there were 4 homes in the entire United States for this massive amount of children. 4 homes. One of them was shut down, so now there's only 3. But here's the kicker. Here's what just the 2x4. 0 are Christian homes. Zero. You know, I'd love to criticize somebody, but I can only criticize myself. I mean, where have we been? What are we doing? I thought the church had taken care of all the social issues as I sat on my pew. I thought we'd built the homeless shelters. I'm just quite sure we would have taken care of this too. Somebody. Zero. So now I knew why I had to call those crazy people from Cambodia. So I emailed them, asked to meet them. They're gracious enough to say yes. Now, mind you, I still haven't told my husband. Okay, it's a important piece of this story. So I go and I meet the couple, the crazy couple from Cambodia who sold everything. So I'm pretty sure I'm knowing what they're going to tell me, right? Okay, because they're doing it. And so they're being interviewed by the SACD at the time, and I go and meet them, and I just, you know, in my email, tried it out for size. I think God wants me to do what you did here in Northern California. I said it out loud, kinda. I typed it. It wasn't quite as scary. There's something that happens, and I wish I could explain it to you in the spirit world. When you speak a dream out loud, when you speak out loud a dream that God's put in your heart, you get the forces of heaven to fight against the forces of evil. So I meet these crazy people, Bridget and Don, and I'm so running out of time. And I just say it out loud to them in an email, and they are being interviewed by the SACB. They have a reporter, they have cameramans, they have the cameraman, the whole thing. And so Bridget sees me, and I'm a complete stranger. She sees me walk in, she yells my name, Jenny, come here. And she looks at the reporter and the cameraman and says, Jenny's going to do the same thing that we're doing in Cambodia. She's going to build a home in Northern California for children rescued out of prostitution. And the cameraman goes, click. And I'm thinking, I haven't told my husband. It was that simple. It was that simple. Next thing I'm in the paper, you're publishing a dream. I've been on TV 3 times. Do you understand I have no money? I just walk around town with Minerva saying, I'm building a home for God. The Christians are building a home. I tell everybody. They call me the crazy lady, crazy Christian lady, crazy religious lady. I mean, at the police station. You going to meet the crazy religious lady? Yeah, the one building the home? Yeah. I keep telling everybody, the church is going to build us home. The church is going to build us home. I figure if I say it enough times, eventually the church is going to build us home. I tell the churches, it's your responsibility to build us home. It's pretty clear in the Bible about orphans. It's just pretty clear. It's just that simple. So the next thing I do is I call law enforcement. And I tell them I'm going to build a home. In Sacramento, they really don't mind that it's going to be a Christian home. It's interesting, in the Bay Area, it was harder to try, attempt to do that. And land is way cheaper in Sacramento. Isn't God good? I was here in the Bay Area 16 years. He just calls us to go through financial ruin, move us to Sacramento. And, you know, hey, land's cheaper. So our nonprofit is called Courage to You, Courage to Be You, because God asked me that question. Do you have the courage to be you, the you I created? And quite honestly, for most of my life, I said no. I prefer to be comfortable and safe and not look so crazy. When I see the pictures of those girls, when I hear the stories, when I saw people like Don and Bridget who sold everything they owned to go rescue and restore little girls, and they are being restored. That is the coolest part of the story. When I first met the vice cops, they'd say, you know, these kids can't, there's maybe, you know, 1 out of 20 you can save. Well, I'm not looking to save anybody. I couldn't even save one. God and I are quite clear on that. But the stories of after they've been in a place with people who love them. They remember the little girl, the 11-year-old? Didn't you just almost cringe when she said, I just wanted to be loved? You put yourself on the ad so you hope that someone picks you. They've never been picked. They've never been loved. It's our job. God's quite clear about it. And you know what? It just takes 3 things. But they sit on the stage today. Prayer, make people aware, and money. It's just so simple. I just need to raise $2 million, sit at the table over there, drop some checks off, we'll build a home. It's just that simple. But I keep telling everybody, the church is going to build a home.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you, but you said something I just want to clarify. I work for a shelter in Minnesota that is actually run by Christians for prostituted women.
Under 18, that's a residential group, huh?
Yes, so there is at least one.
Right? There are four groups now. One's in North Carolina, one's in Houston, one's in Ohio, and I believe one's in Washington State. And us, there's five different groups across the United States. Where, as you can see here from this Freedom Summit, where God is putting His own people's heart to do, and so the church is responding. But California has the worst problem between SAC, San Francisco, LA, San Diego. Out of the top 15 cities, we have four. So, it's technically time is up, but Minerva and I will certainly be here to take any questions that anybody has. We have a table. I have business cards over there. I have an email blast list that I can keep you up to date. So, thank you guys for your time.